We're ready to go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Whoa, there's our theme song once again. It's the Jimmy Doan Show.
I got that mojo.
Oh, yeah. Always have the mojo working. Here it is.
Rugalator today with you.
Rugalator, you bet. We have the Rugalator today.
Jimmy Doan Sunday.
Jimmy Doan Sunday, that's right. October 9th. Is that October 9th? Yeah. And good show. Great show today. Great show. You're going to want to listen to this one. We've got...
We got stuff.
We'll talk about that. We have Jack Rhodes.
Hey, good to be here as always.
And Curtis. Woo-hoo. Engineer Eric.
As always.
Want to thank you so much for listening to the show, as usual. Hope you're working out as we speak or riding around in your car. Either way, we're going to have a good time today, though. We're going to talk about a bunch of different things.
Keep that email coming.
Yeah, keep that email coming.
Good to hear from fans out there.
And don't forget to rate us on one of the, Podcast Alley or, Podcast Pickle or something like that.
Jimmy@JimmyDoan.com.
Jimmy, yeah, email Jimmy@JimmyDoan.com. So we're going to talk a little bit today about, the earthquake? In Pakistan, just a few notes on that. I want to talk also about Hillary Clinton, one of our dear friends. She's going to be inducted in the... Perfect.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
She's a Hall of Famer.
She's a Hall of Famer.
She's going to be.
And maybe a little bit on the subway threat that was in New York.
Right?
The Ninja Turtle
there
slide.
Will be a bomb this weekend. Right. Keep riding the subway.
That's right. That's right. Keep riding the subway.
Ongoing. New low prices.
And,
only a dollar, but sign this waiver.
Maybe a little update on the levees in New Orleans. We're finding out about
they're rebuilding as we speak.
As we speak. That's right. 24 hours, 24/7. And a note maybe on the on Myers. She spells her name funny. Did you notice that?
It's M-I-E-R. Like the beer or something.
It's like the beer, yes. Herr Myers, yeah. So anyway, let's get started here. Let's start off with this earthquake.
There was an earthquake?
Yes, there was an earthquake.
Large. Oh, large.
Very large.
Killed a few people, huh?
18,000, I think.
Oh, really?
30,000.
Oh, now they're now that's what they're saying.
But see, when they say 30 over there, they mean it.
Yeah, not like in New Orleans where we're going to have 10,000.
We 25,000 body bags.
25,000 body in New Orleans.
Right. That's right.
Well, they know where they can sell
them. Send them, right?
Yeah, that's right. No, when they say 30,000 over there, it's really like 60,000. They're sweeping a few under the building here and there.
To make it not seem so bad.
That's right. Right. Everybody who they've killed already, they throw onto the pile. There,
everybody's seeing out their houses. I'm waiting for something like
so
this.
So now, have we had something?
Bring out your dead.
Yep. Have we ever had a magnitude earthquake like this?
Yes, we have. In fact, Eric.
I lived through one.
Eric?
I went through the Northridge quake.
But not this many people died.
There was only 125 people died.
Right.
That was in L.A.
It was in L.A.
Where you could have had a million if it had been in Pakistan.
Same magnitude?
Yes, same one.
Well, it's pretty close. It was 7.4 and 7.6.
This was a 7.7.
Yeah. So
worst on record.
Well, and L.A. was a thrust quake one, so the ground was actually moving in three dimensions. Like you'd fall down 2 feet and rock it up, 3 feet to the left, and then way over. Here my bed hit every wall in my bedroom. I couldn't believe the house was still standing, but actually it almost didn't. If you went out on the backside, the whole back was bowed out, and there's
like 3D pool.
Exactly.
3D pool, bounce off all four walls.
There was going to be skyscraper. A skyscraper was going to get torn down after that one. Well, I'm sure it did. And then four out of five apartment complexes were twisted completely off their foundation. It was unreal. And then when I showed up at work, I had somebody else's monitor in my desk area. And from two cubbies down, and then all the file. This is the favorite part: is that all the water mains broke, and all the paper from all the filing cabinets washed right down into the elevator shaft. I mean, you walk in, and you're just like, "There's no way to even think about how to start to clean this up."
Well, the other thing is that the nice thing about that was you get an IRS pass, I think, on that because you sit there and you say, "Gee, all my financial records."
Well, as you're dumping all your other financial records,
that's right.
The elevator
shaft. No, there's no question. There's no you. shred them first. You make paper mache out of that stuff. And you, well, gosh, I don't know what happened. You know, I don't know. It's you know, a mystery to me.
So is there going to be a big concert here to, for the earthquake visit?
You know, it is interesting that this didn't have as much of an impact as the tsunami.
Tsunami.
Huh? Tsunami. I mean, the day after the tsunami, it was boatloads, trains, planes, automobiles, everything going to.
Well, that was a far, far wider area, and 10 times the people also.
That's true, it was. It was 10 times the people. Of course, you realize that the one in Pakistan is like 100 times the people of New Orleans.
Well, yeah, that's the amazing thing about capitalism, I think you were going to say.
I exactly was going to say that. Precisely was going to say was that rich people can stand this stuff better than poor people. Well, and the only difference between them and us is the system. I mean, the only difference, they are as smart as we are. They are, we know that because every motel, for God's sakes, from here to in the United States is run by somebody from Pakistan.
Mr. Patel?
Yeah, well, not Patel, but it's also Apu, you know. I mean, seriously, every single motel in the United States just about, I mean, the big chains now, you go in and.
Yes, you come
in. Well, this was 15,000, you know, essentially mud huts that were washed.
No question, that tells you a lot about it. I mean, that tells you everything. You want to, poor people in those countries, that's poor. I mean, you think about the poor people in New Orleans. Gosh, I lost my second TV set.
That's right.
That kind of thing. In there, I mean, well, one nice thing I expect being poor in those countries, you don't got anything to begin with. I mean, what's to lose? You know, mud hut.
Yeah, but that's, I think you've hit it on the head. I mean, here they are. Same kind of thing happens over there. They lose 100 or 10 times, you know.
Well, think about it. It's at last count, somebody said 30,000, and in Northridge it was 200, roughly. So that, what is that? Yeah. That's a.
If we give them 300.
Do the math.
If we give them 300 to 30,000, it's 100 to 1.
Right.
So 100 times the number of people die over there. It was like you said.
For the same thing.
The poor, the Pakistanis who were over here did fine.
Yeah. And that right off the bat tells you something. This is a Lex Luthor moment.
Lex Luthor moment.
That's the gum wrapper. I'm sorry. From the first Superman. Oh, this is a great. This is a classic quote. The Lex Luthor. He said.
Odisberg. That's my favorite one.
Oh my God! Well, what did he say? He says some people can read War and Peace and see it as a simple love story, and others can read a gum wrapper and divine the secrets of the universe. And so this. That's
it. You're brilliant.
I wish I'd said that. It's important. It's important stuff, man.
Well, it is. And, you know, as bad as it was in New Orleans, it was nothing compared to how bad it is. I mean, we saw how bad it was in 2 or 3 days. There's buses. There's water. There's people. In 2 or 3 days, those will be people moaning under buildings. And, you know, they will be absolutely not happy and wishing they were over here in New Orleans.
Oh, to be sure. And yet, they're still complaining. You know, Mary Landrieu of the body, that's from Star Trek. Star Trek, yeah. She's still up there complaining because they're only sending $50 billion down to New Orleans and we need more and so forth. I'm thinking, do the math.
$50 billion of taxpayer money.
That's my money, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And your money,
mine too,
gentle
right?
listener. Think about it. You know, you're here, you are working out on your Stairmaster, listening to this particular thing, and you might as well just look in your, well, hopefully you've got money in your pocket because it ain't going to be there long. They're going to grab it up and send it down to New Orleans.
SWAT, take your right hand and that's SWAT right. to your right because somebody's reaching into your pocket right
that's
now.
Right. And that's exactly
from
right.
From the Congress. Yeah, and of course, they're only rebuilding the levees to Category 3.
That is so... I mean, I'm thinking, whoa, who? I would no way admit that in a million years. If I was going to build them to Cat 3, I'd tell them I'm building them to Cat 6.
Seriously.
I mean, now you talk about an invitation to disaster.
Even we thought they would have to fool themselves into thinking.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, that shows you, I mean, the blind stupidity of a bureaucrat, of a government bureaucrat. I mean, oh, yeah, okay, well, we can
They said it would cost $2 to $3 billion to rebuild it to the Cat 5 status. Well, hello? That's 1% of what we're planning on spending here.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's a rounding error for what they're going to spend, and they could.
We need to do something about that. I mean, there's just it's just an idiot.
Play the Venice theme music.
Yeah, that's right. Where's our? Gondoliers.
It's gonna happen.
That's right. The gondoliers are coming in.
Well, I'll tell you what I would. would do is I would definitely, if I was building over there, you can bet that I wouldn't put anything on the first floor. I mean, everything would.
Oh, no, there wouldn't be a first floor.
No, I mean exactly.
No, I mean, every house would look like a giraffe.
Right.
I mean,
right.
We are talking about, you know, not only would I have a boat on my first floor, which is 30 feet up in the air, but I would certainly have a pair of emergency stilts somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd,
from the Mardi Gras parade.
Exactly. No, I mean, I would certainly think that my first job would be a clown 20 feet in the air.
Living
in a tree fort. There's no question. I'd make my money the one day out of the year and then go live in my tree fort for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
No, there's no question.
Everybody's costume this year is going to have stilts.
Isn't that the truth? I thought it was interesting because they're talking about this massive rebuilding in New Orleans, and here they're going to have the Cat 3. By this time next year, they'll have the Cat 3 levees built, and if this year is any rehearsal, of course, they'll be blown down again.
It's like, Madam Governor, do you have a plan? What's a plan? a plane. Oh, yeah, I got a plane.
Yeah, I can get out.
Yeah, right.
My plan is to escape. Yeah, what's your plan, Mr. Mayor? Well, I've got a very fast car. It's an aqua car.
Yeah. Amphibious vehicle.
Amphibious vehicle, and I can make it out of town in a hurry.
In a hurry.
And coordinate the, you know, the rescue and burial effort from, you know, Baton Rouge.
That's unbelievable. Well, we need to be able to vote on that or something.
Not us. I don't know. The thing is that, and you're right about one thing. I don't care about voting on whether it's going to flood or not. Probably my vote wouldn't count for much, since God probably has the
majority
final say.
Right.
Well, it reminds me a little bit of Abraham Lincoln when he asked his cabinet to vote. Back then the cabinet was only six people, and he says, yeah, it was, and he says, okay, well, that's six no's and one eye, the eyes have it. So that's what happens with God.
Yeah. You know? Well, we already said what they should do, and that is privatize the relief effort, and therefore, you know.
Well, the way you privatize is you just say you're on your own.
Well, right.
You walk out the door, and of course, this is the non-essential people we talked about in the last podcast.
Right.
The New Orleans thing is going to go on for a long time to come.
Well, it's because it's us. And again, this reminds me a little bit of a termite mound as far as interest is concerned, if you want to have an analogy here. At the very peak of course, your family and so forth, but as you go out on this mound, as you go further and further out and the mound gets lower and lower, you care less and less, even though the quantity is larger. For instance, 30,000 people die in Pakistan, and we're sitting there, oh, well, that's too bad. But, you know, your next-door neighbor dies, and boy, that's a big deal. I mean, it's one person. So that's just the way we are geared genetically, I think, to care about things. And so sorry for you Pakistan people, and unfortunately they're not going to be listening to our podcast.
That's right. They just lost the signal.
That's right. Let's move on to one thing that I'd like to talk about briefly, and that is Hillary.
She's looking forward to 2008.
Yeah, she is. Well, she's...
Dude, she is in. I tell you, man, she's in.
Well, no, she, like Flynn.
She is, but the big news today is she's going to be inducted into the Women's Hall of Fame. And many people...
So who else is in this women's?
This is a good point. Let me
before Betsy Ross.
Well, yeah, some famous people you would expect.
Right.
Some people you would expect, huh?
Susan B. Anthony.
Susan B. Anthony, yes. Right. Sacagawea. Two of the dollar women.
Pocahontas.
The $2 women. I don't know if Pocahontas is or not. To be honest with you, I didn't look.
Is this like the start of a Women's Hall of Fame?
No. If you'll bear with me, Jimmy will tell you. Jimmy will tell you a few.
Tell us a story, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Shut up. God, you guys. You know, I'm sitting here. Jimmy's trying to do something serious.
That's right.
All
right,
serious. Roll.
Serious.
All right, so who else is in?
Okay, well, in 1969, this was started. There are 206 women currently, and it's up at Seneca Falls, New York. National Women's Hall of Fame. And I thought it was interesting. Of course, they have a Women's Hall of Fame, but, you know, with men, of course, you got the baseball, the racing. There's no Men's Hall of Fame, so to speak. But anyway, anyway, here's the mission statement. To honor in perpetuity... For those of you in Rio Linda, that means forever. No. We're going to look that up. To honor you in perpetuity, these women, citizens of the United States of America, whose contributions to the arts, athletics, business, education, government, the humanities, philanthropy, and science have been their greatest value for the development of their country.
She just snuck in there with government.
Yeah, she did. She did. Well, so anyway, she's going to be inducted, and I thought it was interesting that she is. There's a bunch of others that are come in, some dead, some alive. It doesn't really matter. But it just this kind of thing reminds me a little bit of the Peace Prizes, and that is, you know, the Peace Prize was awarded, as we talked about last issue, Arafat was one, and who's the guy from the energy, you know, Muhammad, I'm bombing you. Whatever it is.
I'm bombing you.
Mr. Right. I'm bombing you.
Yeah, Mr.
Come in, please.
Yes, his name is Backpack, I'm bombing you.
I want to hear a few other women that are in this.
Autumn, I'm bombing you. That's right. Anyway, he's in there. So the same kind of thing. So here's some of the people that, as you would expect, there's... Annie Oakley. So, you know, I don't know how she... Yes, Annie Oakley, the gunfighter, gun person. that's right. And I was going down the list. Besides Ruth Bader Ginsburg, of course, you know, the artist. You'd expect her to be on there. But one I thought that was interesting on there was a girl named... And I don't know what she... I didn't look up to see
Monica Lewinsky.
No! you know, anybody can nominate anybody. It says on there, we ought to put her up. Wait a minute. This brings up a whole new feature. We need to interview Monica. Maybe. We could have her on the show.
In person.
And find out what her credentials are for being in the Women's Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. I think I've got a good idea.
Yes. She's been in government or vice versa.
Yeah, that's...
And government's been in her.
That's what he just said.
Hello.
Edit.
No, legally.
I think we should nominate that little Chinese girl who can eat all those hot dogs really fast.
Oh, man.
65 hot dogs in 2 minutes.
Yeah, she beats like the NFL lineman guys. They're like,
and she beats Monica Lewinsky. I mean, well, so it's the same thing, right?
Who is this girl you're talking about?
Wilma Mankiller.
That's her last name?
That is exactly her last name. Not Wilma, Mankiller.
Come on.
No, I am not kidding. If you will go
What does she do?
You have to go to the, it's www.greatwomen.org.
We have 47 computers in this house, and none of them are hooked up.
I did buy a new router the other day, which I'm going to hitch up in the next couple of weeks.
So other than Mrs. Mankiller,
okay,
or Miss Mankiller,
or whatever, yeah.
Widow Mankiller.
That's right.
Widow. Who else is in there?
Okay, I will tell you. Rachel Carlson.
Don't know.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to tell you about Rachel Carlson and Ida Tarbell.
Okay, yeah. that sounds familiar for me.
Okay, I'm going to tell you these. And Betty Friedan, of course, is in there. She's who's the Playboy bunny who was who turned into a feminist, the original feminist girl, whatever movie made about her. Come on, kids.
Natalie Wood.
No, she did.
No. Marilyn Monroe.
Not yet. Close. You know, she's not in it. As a matter of fact, interesting. That's pretty bad. No, it's she started the Ms. magazine. Come on,
Oprah.
Oprah is in it. Oprah is in it. Oprah is in it. It is. Come on.
So who votes on it?
They do a secret ballot.
Two or three women.
Two or three. I guess the board of directors figures out if they're qualified. Anyway, it turns out that most of them are lefty communists. I mean, to be honest with you, they do have a couple of the old ones that are unarguable. But if, in case you don't know, Rachel Carlson wrote The Silent Spring. And that was the beginning of the environmental movement. I remember that was mandatory reading when I was in school.
Did they call it school back then?
Yeah.
Mandatory reading?
Yeah, mandatory reading, because it was a new book at the time. And it had to do with the banning of DDT, which arguably has caused untold millions of deaths by the banning of DDT around the world. And one of the reasons is because the DDT, the big note on this book, on Rachel Carlson's book, this is why she's in the Hall of Fame. She is responsible for more deaths than Hitler.
All right, DDT is this bug killer. Mosquito killer.
And the problem was, as always, it was used not according to the label. The label says what you do is you spray it on the walls of the house. any mosquito, and they tend to do this, that lights on the wall instantaneously, I mean, better than Raid, instantaneously dies. Instantaneously dies. Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Drops on the floor.
Now, what you're not supposed to do is to use DDT to spray, you know, as an aerial spray on your plants. Well, of course, that's what they started doing, and her big thing was the thinness of the shells in birds. And that was a big deal. And the environmental movement dates from this book. And the problem was, this is the little girl in the mineshaft thing. What DDT causes thin shells, therefore we're going to ban DDT worldwide. And consequently, literally, untold, to this day, untold millions are dying of malaria because you're not allowed to spray as you should. According to the label, you're supposed to coat your walls. It has no effect on humans at all. It is totally
one. Not bad for babies.
You can eat it. You can eat DDT. Literally. No, I am not kidding you. I am not
chocolate
kidding
chip
you.
Cookies. No, now with DDT.
You literally can eat it and not have a problem. I'm not kidding you.
But it's bad for bird shells.
Apparently, it may be. This is one of those things where you have something that happens over here, and you have something that happens over there, and you call it a causal relationship. It may not be. It may not be. Right. It may be from something entirely different that's not related, but it is a thing that people do very often. Is that, well, as Maine goes, so goes the nation. You know, that was the thing.
Well, it was a good enough theory to get her in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. No question. And Ida Tarbell was one of the first muckrakers, and she was responsible for coining the phrase. I don't know if she actually coined the phrase, but she was the one where it came from, the robber barons. Ida Tarbell wrote several articles for the Atlantic Monthly. She had gotten, like, hosed by somebody charged her. This is back in the days when kerosene was a nickel a gallon. And somebody had charged her 6 cents, and she talked about she was gouged or something. Something happened. So she wrote a series of articles for, I believe it was the Atlantic Monthly in the early 1900s. And as a result of these articles, this was the muckraker. As a result of these articles, Standard Oil got busted up, and the trust busters started. Well, arguably, it turns out that if you do a little research, it turns out that that probably shouldn't have happened. It was one of these things. It was like the government going after success. This was the first time that the government really went after success. And today we've seen it more recently when they went after Bill Gates. I mean, you know, give me a break. You know, monopoly.
Right.
There is no such thing. There is literally no such thing as a private monopoly. Adam Smith recognized this 250 years ago when he wrote his book. And a monopoly, you know, when a group of people get together, they may conspire. That will last until they get back to the office. And they say, you know, we just agreed with the whole Joe over here to hold the prices down. You know what we're going to do? We're going to lower our prices by a nickel. We're going to beat his ass. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, that is exactly what they do. And the only time you ever have a monopoly that works is when the government uses its guns to enforce it. For instance, gambling. Gambling is a normal thing. People want to, but they will, here in Florida, they literally, if you do penny, not so much penny, I think they have an exception.
Yeah,
They busted some old farts down in Clearwater. You know, four of them playing poker. I mean, the SWAT team shows up and says you're... And yet, of course, we have our
lot. Thank God.
Yeah, thank God they saved our ass. Boy, oh boy. And, you know, and they said, you know, if you want a game, are we going to march you on down to Apu's 7-Eleven store, the Quickie Mart, where you can buy a goddamn ticket. You know, that's your gambling in here if you want to do it. The only reason that the state gambling survives is because they made everything else illegal. Otherwise, it wouldn't last 10 seconds because everybody knows it's a losing deal. We talked about that a little earlier.
So is Rosa Parks in the Hall of Fame as well?
Yes, she is. She absolutely is.
Joni Mitchell, is that the... That wasn't the...
Joni Mitchell's a singer.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, she was also an
activist.
It said
arts.
Yeah, I know it did. Well, Joan Baez is not in there, I don't think.
Joan Baez. What about... what about Roseanne Barr?
No.
So
well, she's like as popular as Oprah, kind of.
Well, so this is obviously, this is obviously trying to help Hillary in her 2008 attempt.
Exactly. That is exactly right. Now she can put this on her resume.
This is publicity.
Publicity.
And are there any hot chicks on the list?
Yes, there's some actresses on it.
Mm-hmm.
Helen Hunt, I think, is on it. I'm guessing it's the Helen Hunt.
Helen
film.
Hunt, really?
Yeah.
She's in the Women's Hall of Fame.
You bet.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's all who you know.
Sharon Stone?
Didn't see her. But again, I briefly went through 206 names. I'm sorry. You know, I'm an old person.
All right, well, we can look it up. I'm curious. And
okay. Well, you can look it up. It's at greatwomen.org, nonprofit organization, as you would expect. But it was interesting because they had Patricia Harris. And I thought, who was the lady here in Florida who was the supervisor of elections that she now is a senator, right?
Catherine Harris.
Okay. I said, you know, what are they doing with this? When I saw Patricia Harris, I said, well, Patricia Harris, it turns out, she was one of the Bill Clinton, you know, she was the token, whatever, black person, you know, health, education, welfare, whatever, communist person.
Condoleezza
is not on the list, surprisingly. No. I know that's a shocker.
No, I was referring to her as the token.
No. She's conservative, so right. She doesn't make it. But there was a couple of Injuns, and
was Harriet Myers on the list?
didn't see her on the list, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg was.
Yeah,
and of course
she's Nancy Reagan.
Didn't see her on the list either. But again, what we will go into more detail. But I thought it was instructive because the list, I mean, other than some token to make it sort of look fair, you know, Sacagawea. I don't mean again with oh they had Billie Jean King.
Well, what's the committee that presides over the voting?
To be honest with you, I didn't pull it out of here. It just says it's a shrine to some of the greatest women in the country. A tribute to the Groves Annual and so forth and so on. I'm guessing that it's the board of directors.
Probably going to make like wax sculptures out of them or something and stick them up in there or what?
Are those whack sculptures? You get to whack them when you.
We need to start the Men's Hall of Fame.
No. I think we need to nominate some people that we know for the Women's Hall of Fame.
I mean, there's some really neat
strippers.
And that's what I was thinking.
No, I mean, there's some art. You want to talk about arts and so? I'm telling you, we could put some names in there. Ooh, yeah. No, that'd be great. But that
was Hillary's publicity for the
week. Hillary's publicity for the week, and of course, she's going to run. Is she going to win?
In 2008?
Yeah, is she going to win the presidency?
We'll have to do a whole show about that. Sometime.
You think do we have time? Shows. Do we have time between now and then?
Yeah. She might. I guess it really depends on who the
kind of wimp they put up against her.
Right, and so many things can happen between
you think? Yeah, you know, I'm telling you,
they can sway.
Dog years are glacial compared to political years. I mean, you know, political years are like nano years or something. I mean, they're just. I'm sorry. Yesterday was a different eon. That was a different era. That was the Pleistocene era.
It was the yesterday era.
Yesterday. Yeah, I'm sorry.
How they handle the war we're in is certainly going to be a big issue in 08. So it'll be interesting to see a woman's perspective or a woman's approach to.
It's called What It Takes to Get Elected.
Right, right.
I mean, I'm going to come down firmly on both sides of this argument.
And I'll tell you this. If she gets elected, if Bush gets Myers in, Hillary appoints Bill Clinton.
No, you think? Wouldn't that be something?
Oh,
no, Bill, now let me tell you one thing. I thought it was interesting that there were several people, Clooney and some others, that said they were going to leave the country if Bush got elected. And, of course, I noticed they're not exactly out of here yet.
Not exactly.
They meant for vacation or something.
No. They said they were moving. I mean, it was the end of the world. They were leaving. I do remember something. No, there was a bunch of them. There was a bunch of them that were going to leave the country.
Well, tell them to go ahead.
Well, there was one, Garfalo or whatever her name is.
Garofalo.
Yeah, whatever. She was going to crawl across broken glass and apologize for something. I forget what it was. She came around a little bit. She was going to move and then decided not to. But at least she was semi-honest about it.
If she did do that, can we get a clip of that on our webpage?
God,
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, she'd be in a SWAT outfit before. I'd certainly be in a SWAT outfit before I did that. But anyway, but I'm thinking if Hillary gets in and Bill's Supreme Court, I might have to just... Jimmy might have to be down in Costa Rica, I think. Yeah.
So we mentioned Myers. I got a couple of quick points I could say about her.
Good.
That were positive. I said all bad stuff about her yesterday. And... I still don't think she's the best choice. But I did find out, A, she was a math major.
And Jimmy was a math major.
That's right.
Jimmy likes her already.
Yeah, so that's a positive. At least somebody
and
up
she's
there...
She's not married, is she? Maybe I could get a date.
At least somebody up there would have a scientific perspective, you know, if they needed to do the math. She was a federal judicial clerk as well.
Clerk.
Yeah, well, that's doing the job.
That's right. You're right about that.
Doing the dirty work.
Yeah, and she was deputy chief of staff as well, which to me would be a difficult job to do.
You think?
Yeah.
If West Wing is any indication.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, those are bonuses. She was a corporate attorney for decades and represented clients like Disney.
So she has the power of the mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
So
she's got some real life experience, what you're saying.
Yeah, and probably some practical intelligence. I mean, there's no
right.
You know,
and of course, you know, one of the things when you think about that, she's going to have a couple of three clerks. She's going to tell them what she wants, and then they're going to go do all the research. So she'll be smart enough to figure out what her opinion's supposed to be. I think
maybe so, but we still
well, of course, I take it back because the ones currently on there, not five of them at least, are not smart enough to figure it out. So
they're dropping the ball and kicking it around in the backfield.
If they were only doing that, the ball has been like deflated and stomped on rather seriously in some ruling. So
the seams are tearing apart.
Oh my God, it's just unbelievable. So you have a few positive things anyway. So what you're telling me is she's going to be 1/9 or 11% of the people that are going to be making new rules, so to speak, although they're not supposed to do that.
The magic gavel.
And yeah, and so what you're telling me is maybe the planet will not spin off its axis and head into the sun.
No, it probably will. But
she won't be the direct cause. maybe everybody as a whole, but not her.
Should be a substantial cause. No, I just wanted to mitigate against what I had said previously. I still
sounds like an apology to me.
No, yeah, I still say vote no.
Okay.
I still say
okay.
Just say no.
Griller.
Just say no. That's right.
That's right.
Okay. Well, the grilling will begin soon, and they want to have her in by Thanksgiving.
They want to start grilling her by Thanksgiving.
That's right. Yeah. What about the stuffing?
Okay. Stuffer. So what else we got here?
Okay. Well, the other thing was the subway threat.
Oh, in New York City.
I didn't hear anything about this, so please inform me.
Oh, my God.
Hit the alarm.
They gave the... It's red alert. Red alert. It's going to happen.
That's right.
Well, they felt it was a significant enough threat to let everybody in the city of New York
them
know.
They arrested a couple of people, right? They arrested a couple of people, and they have the names, faces, and former addresses of two or three more that they're looking for, I think.
Man.
Wait a minute. Then, of course, they found the seven
Ninja Turtle slime.
Well, was it Ninja? it was a congealed bottle of.
They found like some silly putty or something.
No. I thought it was a bottle of what's the green drink? Not 7-Up, but the one that's
Sprite.
Well, no, it's another one, but
Gatorade.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, they found a bottle of that laying there, and they thought—I guess they thought it was some kind of, I don't know, what
nuclear fuel.
That's right.
It's an explosive material. Yeah. It's just in a Gatorade bottle.
That's right.
Look at the fluorescent green.
I think they evacuated for like six city blocks around there and stopped the trains for a while while they poured
the soda out. Yeah. They found kind of a soda bottle, and that was
that was one of the things, but the main thing was that they had determined through intel, little G5, that there was going to be a subway attack, and apparently they claimed to have foiled it.
Well, they did receive a call. There's no question they received a call, but they receive 100 calls a day, and they did filter this one out as being quote-unquote credible.
Right.
But foiled plots, man, I mean, yeah.
Well, Bush came out, was it 2 days ago, and announced 10 of them, I guess.
Yeah, and then since then, they've announced that, well, they weren't all really plots ready to go. You know, it was like, well, the Arab guy tampered with a smoking device on a plane, or they found a tack in George Bush's seat, you know.
Terrible.
Well, two Arab men were found playing Risk in an effort to take over the world.
You know, the speaking
fraternity boys.
They said the other plots were out of the United States. I think they're probably off the surface of the earth, too.
That's right. That's right. The Invaders from Mars actually was a real movie. And that was a documentary, I think.
Right. Yeah, that was one of the plots they stopped.
That's the one they stopped. And we saw how they stopped it. That's right. It was that documentary was on the same level as Fahrenheit 9/11. So
do we know, was there actually a decrease in riders on for this weekend?
Oh, you can bet there was.
Yeah, I would bet, man. I mean, I didn't see the numbers or anything.
I think New Yorkers are getting pretty tough.
Well, the other thing, you know, this is, unfortunately, what you have is the cry wolf syndrome.
Right. You got to go to work. They got to get to work.
Well, it's just the whole idea we're in a war on terror. It's this concept. We're in the middle of it. You can't win. Terror is always going to be there.
It's like a golf game. You can't win golf.
You can't win golf. You just try to get a low score. Right. Yeah. Right.
I suppose the way you would win it would be 18 holes in one.
Right.
You swing it and it bounces all around the course.
That's right.
What did you shoot today?
One.
I shot an 18. I did well, but I shot an 18.
Yeah. the security measures are getting just ridiculous. I mean, they're gonna be like clipping our nails next. I'm sorry, here you could put somebody put an eye out with one of those.
That's right.
You know,
bend over.
That's right. Hell, it is so funny how this the truth is stranger than fiction or whatever. It all comes to pass because when I was a kid, literally, we're talking in the 50s, I read a science fiction story about how some robots came to Earth. Earth already had robots, but these were some new ones, and they were here to protect and serve. And the end of the story, essentially, was that they protected and served so well, they took away everybody's sharp knife. It was like you ended up being a vegetable. And part of the story was they went back to the original planet to try and, you know, get the source. And the end of the story was they didn't do it. And we all devolved into...
assimilated.
Manny, I'm telling you, when they take out our lighters now, you cannot buy a lighter in an airport anymore.
Really?
Can't buy one.
Well, I can tell you.
I would open a kiosk right outside if this is a good business opportunity.
That's right.
Lighter.
big lighter. $4.
$4.
We have to go by the exits because I will tell you this. Yeah. It's my understanding that they will allow one lighter in your checked suitcase.
Well, we did get one through that way. Not that we tried.
No. I was in Guatemala. And the guy made me take the lighter out of my pocket, but the one in the, he said, and I had two in the suitcase, and he confiscated one of them. And
well, so he liked it.
Yeah.
That looked good. I used that one.
I guess. You know,
that's ridiculous.
Well, of course, in Guatemala, that was a week's wages. So I guess he sold it, you know, for rent or something.
He went back to the kiosk outside the airport exit.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Did they sell that stuff off later somewhere? Is there like an...
No. They said they dump them out by the ashtrays, but we didn't see any.
Well, the other thing is, speaking of, just to digress just for 1 second, when all unclaimed luggage and stuff, I don't know if this stuff goes there or not, but there's a place in Alabama you can get on the internet and you can buy all the unclaimed luggage. You know, it's sealed, still sealed. No, you can. There's a place in Alabama where they...
So it's like, the price. It's not the... It's the let's make a deal. You know, you don't know what's in there.
You don't know what's in there.
Like bag number one. $5.
They have a whole warehouse full of unclaimed baggage from airlines.
I'm buying all the ones that are from Columbia.
I am sure.
Country of origin?
I'm sure they've been pre-sniffed. I'm confident.
I'd say
it was Medellin to Miami, and it didn't make it. I'll take that one.
Medellin,
$20, man.
Yeah, right.
$20.
Those guys ought to be on eBay. I mean, you think about it: suitcase, and you show the label Medellin to Miami. I mean, that $100,000.
It's a Louis Vuitton steamer trunk.
It's got a little blood on it. But it's okay.
No, it has a red stain.
Yeah.
It's a red stain.
And slight odor.
That's right.
Slight odor emitted.
They've got the electronic sniffers now. They don't even need the dogs. But soon they'll be taking away our pens. We'll all be writing with those noodly pens they have.
Noodly. The noodly.
That's right.
Your noodly appendage.
That's right. We'll all have the scissors with the rounded edges.
And feather pens. You know, a big red feather. So you can't conceal it.
Yeah. We'll look like a bunch of peacocks walking around the airport.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you wear an Indian headdress, you get arrested for that. That's my pants.
This is Patriot Act.
They're going to make us wear those big sumo blow-up suits, you know, where you can't...
I was thinking just the sumo suit. Everybody walking around with a thong and sandals, and that way we'd eliminate 90% of the problem. Yeah,
did see where the international sumo whatever it was is in L.A. like this week.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they flew over here.
Right. Oh, yeah?
No, I mean, sir, these guys are 300-400 pounds.
Right. Three or four? Those are the little guys.
Think about it. You're booked Tokyo to L.A., and you get on this plane, and you're going like, oh, holy shit.
Between
what the hell is this? You know, I mean, you're thinking, this one's going down. They flew them over here, and because they're having this big expo, that's a big deal. I mean, there's tickets are $50, $75. They're trying to make sumo, you know.
Sumo's number one thing in
But But I mean, it's
happening in Vegas or something. I think.
Yes, Vegas. Yeah, but, you're right. But it is Vegas. You're right.
But there's no betting. There's no betting allowed on sumo.
Oh.
Well, of course there will be.
I was going to say hello.
But technically, I believe there is no betting
in Tokyo.
On sumo. Apparently.
Yeah, but I mean in L.A. Hello.
Right, or in Vegas, you mean?
I mean, in Vegas, yeah. Like,
well, you bet on everything.
Like, you can stop. Yeah, right.
Right, exactly.
I bet that guy didn't make it across the street.
Yeah. That's
4-1? Okay, gotcha.
$50, the smales kid picks his nose.
That's it. Exactly.
So, no, yeah, they're betting on everything in Vegas. But that's obviously an incentive of why they're bringing it over. Gotta be.
Well, I think it's neat looking stuff myself. I mean, once you get into the thing, it reminds me a little bit of bullfighting. I love bullfighting because there's it's a whole big deal. I mean, it's not just bullfighting. I mean, it's the whole.
This is hundreds of years of tradition.
And if you know, it's like ballet. If you know what's going on, I mean, you can watch a ballet 100 times if you know the story. It's a lot of fun. Bullfight same way.
You can watch it.
It's real good when that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I usually take to a ballet. It's what I take on trips. I take a fifth of whiskey and a straight razor.
And a bottle of Dramamine.
A bottle of Vicodin, for God's sake. You know, something. Hell, Dramamine. You got to be kidding me.
What else we got?
I guess we might want to talk about the coming pandemic. Everybody's going to die.
Oh, the plague.
The plague.
The plague is coming.
The plague is coming. And, of course, I'm wondering, this is the mutant plague, of course. You know, Soylent Green, I guess.
Got it. This is the bird flu. The bird flu.
Here they come.
That's right. Look out.
Kids up.
March of the penguins.
Yeah.
Boy, they're birds.
That's right.
I say, boy.
I got my flu bug on. So what do you do about this? I mean, let me show you
how to make a
vaccine. This is the bird flu that's
right. Well, you remember now what they've done is they have deconstructed the 1918 bird flu, which was the Spanish. I think it was originally out of Spain.
Swine flu.
No, it wasn't swine.
Oh, no.
No, it was a bird. And the swine flu is something else. That's the Hong Kong, I think, right? But whatever. No, this was the pandemic of 1918. 20 million people died worldwide.
That was just here.
No, that was worldwide, I believe.
I think it's 20 million in the U.S., 50 million worldwide.
Could be. Could have been.
So how long do we have to live?
Apparently.
Let's get right to the chase. Right.
I believe that they say that the overall mortality rate is somewhere upwards of 30%.
It's pretty high. It looks pretty bad.
Where is the flu starting right now?
Well, right now.
Turkey.
Right. In Turkey.
Interesting enough, because the bird flu, and you would expect.
The bird.
Right. I mean, you would expect they found 6 cases in Turkey. I mean, you know, what else would you. Yeah, you know, where else are you going to find it, for God's sake?
So did they quarantine those people off? Or?
Well, it
shot them.
They're just. Yeah. It has not mutated to the point of where it can travel.
Yeah. Got him.
I can bet you that no one else has a Nubian hyphen.
That's exactly right. We got him.
So, see, we go work DJ into the show anyway.
That's it.
What's happened right now is the flu has not mutated to the point of where it can travel from person to person. The bird
infects the human, that guy dies.
Right.
Or girl.
So the bird has to dive bomb you and pierce your skin.
No, actually, I don't think so. I think
So how do we get that from
you? Breathe.
Airborne.
Right. It's airborne. I think it's an
like
airborne bacterium or something. Okay. Well, yeah, virus, whatever. Right. I think it's airborne. But apparently, like you say, it hasn't mutated. But of course, these things have a half life of what, 20 minutes or something. I mean, every time you go through 10,000 generations, as they say, to mutate, and that takes about a week.
Wow. Well, the thing to do is to.
I'm staying. Jimmy's staying here.
Well, sure.
And we're going to do this by remote.
It's going to hit. It's going to hit somewhere else before it gets here, and they'll develop whatever vaccines, and hopefully before it ever gets to the U.S.
Well, of course, as I say, they deconstructed the 1918 one, so they apparently have got a pretty good handle on what it takes. But you know, they do these with chicken eggs or something like that. I mean, it takes like 6 months to grow the whatever it is in the eggs. I mean,
can't we take some of these birds over to Pakistan or something in the mountains of Pakistan and let them chickens running around? Or
it's not that's the whole thing. It's not. You can't use it as a bioweapon.
I can see the C-146 coming over.
Dropping
shove
chicken.
The birds out. They flutter on down. Yeah, no. No bioweapon there, eh?
No.
You'd have to concentrate.
So what, I mean, what did I miss it? What kind of bird is it that's actually delivering?
It's chickens. It's actual. And pigeons, I think, are a big one. I think pigeons do it, too. No, but they've killed, like, you know, 100 million chickens in Southeast Asia. And I mean, every time, it's like the mad cow disease. I mean, what you do is, when you find one, you quarantine off 100 square miles, and you just, and it's like Hutter City.
Right.
You know?
It's finger-licking good.
Yeah.
So you can't eat them, obviously. No, right. You have to just destroy the chickens, burn them.
You know, to be interesting, that's a good question. I would bet you if you cooked it up right, you could still eat it, but I'm not sure that anybody would want to be plucking them. So
yeah.
I said pluck. Now, shut up. Don't look at me that way. I said. Jeez, you know, the crap you get around here, the looks you get from you.
Well, it sounds like this was a slow news day or something when they're releasing.
Well, yeah, that's what John Stewart calls us, the latest health scare.
Right, right. Right. The latest panic sets in at the CDC. But anyway, my point is that it may turn out that they can constitute a virus, an inoculation artificially. The way they have to do it now, it takes like a year. I mean, you get these million of eggs, and you put a little something in it, and it's like a petri dish, only it's an egg, and then the antivirus or whatever it is grows in the egg, and then they however they do it. That's the way they do it now. It's kind of a long thing, whereas
they're creating immune chicken or whatever.
No, I think they're going to just do it in the dish. I think they're going to, wrap the DNA or whatever the heck they do, somehow, make the DNA from scratch or something. They're figuring on, they might
Jurassic
be able to do
Park.
That. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
a simple DNA strand, so they can actually do the Jurassic Park thing, and that's what they're going to try. And they'll come up with it. I'm not too worried, but we may escape the next pandemic. I mean,
we're
going to
escape it. This is the 20,000 body bags in New Orleans.
Well, the thing is, the population has ballooned, has exploded.
You think since 1980?
Well, exactly. and even the war, even the big wars hacking people up didn't really thin out the population to the
little
point
culling of the herd.
Yeah, it's still densely packed. If you go to China or India or those places and that's
Pakistan.
So we need a few more earthquakes to wire 30,000 at a time.
Okay, we can go out here and do a little earthquake dance.
You don't have to worry about population is one of those things that takes care of itself. You don't have to worry about the overpopulation. Nobody's going to be...
Eat the children.
Yeah.
You're hungry?
Here. First.
Hey, Johnny, come here, son. Got a present for you.
Always ahead of the curve.
No, that's right. No, here's some scissors. Go play in the street.
They figured out in developing countries after you pass the Industrial Revolution, the population levels off in a nice, comfortable place.
Well, of course, we've seen that in Japan. And that's you see it in China because you get shot or you get terminally aborted if you try. China, they did it with government. In Japan, they've done it, just done it. And the same thing in the United States. We're not running the replacement rate in the United States. And in Europe, they're way below the replacement rate just because that's the way they are. Of course, the problem with that, obviously, is in Japan, they're coming up right on it right away, is the median age is increasing. So now you've got half the population is 90 and above or whatever it is, and they're collecting Social Security or whatever they're collecting. And that's one of the problems in this country is that the median age is moving up. And consequently, people like you, Curtis, and Eric, and Jack, are going to get to support me as I'm sitting in the...
Any day now.
Any day now as I'm sitting in a wheelchair with drool coming down my chin. And, hopefully we'll get some hot babe to take, give me a... What was it? Somebody said...
Sponge bath.
Sponge bath. Three a day. Okay. That's right. God love you, honey.
Nurse Betty, can you do that again?
That's right.
Oh,
I get one place especially that gets dirty a lot.
All right, what else we got?
Well, we got another light note I wanted to talk about.
This has nothing to do with dark versus light.
Right. Right. No.
This is heavy versus light.
That's right. We had a parade this weekend.
Here locally,
that's right. Homecoming, right.
Yep, homecoming parade.
College.
Stunk.
It stunk. You know why it stunk?
Yeah.
They, for a lot of reasons, it stunk.
Why do you think it stunk?
Well, for two reasons. One, they dissed Diddley.
Oh, what did they do?
They told Bo Diddley he couldn't be in the parade. I mean, here's a guy local. I mean, this guy,
oh, yeah?
He's my hero.
Bo Diddley. Now, how long this parade's been going on? 53 years.
53. So, yeah. That's right. And, 53. So, and I tell you, Jimmy has ridden in the parade.
Yeah, I remember we used to go in the parade on
and throw candy.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And they outlawed that.
Well, yeah, and that's my big issue. That's one of my big issues right there.
I mean, in New Orleans, for God's sakes, they throw beads, and you know, and the girls like strip on the thing, and people are running up to
not like strip. They do strip.
It's not a pseudo strip.
Right. No.
This is not an AirSat strip. This
grandma is standing there in her thong, screaming for beads.
You got to throw something. And I think candy was the perfect thing we had for decades.
This is a college town here. This is a college kid supposed to.
And, of course, the parade is moving at 0.01 miles an hour. I mean, it stopped most of the time. That's the reason it takes 4 hours. Right. If it was just normal traffic, it would take 4 minutes. Okay, it takes 4 hours to go down. Why? Because it stopped. They're worried that somebody's going to run in front of the fire truck and get mowed down.
It never happened.
It never has happened, number one. And number two, if it does, good riddance. Yep. You deserve it. You deserve it, you little shit. You shouldn't have been out there in the first place. You have to try and get under the tire of a truck in order to die. You have to commit suicide.
Right.
I don't even think then you could. I mean, they would still stop.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if you ran out and fell down 4 inches in front of the tire, they'd still have time to stop.
In a goofy suit.
Right.
Oh, no, wait a minute. That happened. That's right.
That's right.
Do you remember that?
No, what was that?
That happened in Disney.
Disney. Right. Oh, yeah, right.
What happened?
Pluto got run over or something.
Yeah.
In Disney. Or Goofy went in it. But he died. But that was
in Disney.
Well, it was the giant parade, and it was the people who walk right in front of the wheel the whole time. And this is a parade they do every single day, three times a day for the last 50 years or whatever.
So they're lucky they haven't lost more.
Right.
So,
the
locally here, the university and the city here, like universities and cities throughout the United States, start passing so many laws, so many rules on this that, as Curtis says, it starts to suck.
And
it's not fun. You can't interact. You can't, you know.
And you said there was no floats there either.
And that's what I think. This is a direct result of the fact that there's no candy, and therefore nobody wants to go out there anymore.
Right.
And so nobody takes time to make cool floats like they used to have.
No, you're right.
Or it's some sort of regulation about what floats can go down the road.
They have that too. And of course, I think that we've got to do a little Animal House and get to Remmings.
Eat me.
No, I don't think it's. I don't think it's more regulations as much as it is the parade just isn't that cool anymore. They've limited and decreased the crowds so much that the students aren't enthusiastic about building the three tiered tissue.
Used to be fabulous.
No, they really. I've got. Jimmy has film of some of the parades. Number one, and also the way they used to decorate the fraternity house and so forth is really unbelievable. No, they've lost. Governments just take the fun out of everything.
Man, they squashed it. It was like van after car after truck.
They just sucked the sun. Yeah, and then of course, you know, I will say this. I watched it was on TV, and I watched some of it. They had the obligatory bands.
Well, those were good.
Those were good. I liked the band
and the cheerleaders.
Well, I thought it was interesting. The cheerleaders were okay, but it was interesting to see some of the bands.
This one time at band camp.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, you know, they're musicians, they're kids, they're having fun. So, like I said, that's a good part of the
I just want to say, yeah, if there are any of our listeners out there who have anything, any influence in city politics, and you have a parade in your town, make it fun again.
Right.
That's right.
You know, do something.
Candy, beads.
Candy, beads.
Props to New Orleans for that. They know how to throw a good parade.
Yeah. Here in Florida, we could have stripped. It'd be easy enough.
Hot enough, you could.
That's what I'm saying. It was plenty warm.
Well, it's a family parade, but you know.
But I'm not talking about total stripping. I'm talking about
bikinis, right?
Just bikinis, right? Bikinis.
Well, there's the surf club.
Nipples would be good.
I don't know that that's family oriented, but the surf club.
My family.
You know, so. I agree. I'd like to see it a little more fun. I didn't go either.
So. No, well, I watched it on TV for a few minutes, and it was boring.
What was the deal now? Now, what did they just told Bo Diddley flat out, you can't be in the parade?
Yeah, they said, well, they have a rule. And of course, it's all. I think the parade is run by the same people who run Get a Grouse, student run, I think. I think they figure out who's going to be in it. And as I say, Jimmy's been in it before. Mm-hmm. Jimmy had fun when it, 20, 25 years ago. Right. We rode a fire truck and had a grand old time. I was dressed up as one of the monkeys.
Planet of the Apes.
Right. And I had a full-blown costume, and I was like 7 feet tall. And
big warrior ape.
Big warrior, had a gun. I carried a gun.
Wow.
Of course, it was a...
Can't do that anymore.
No, can't do that anymore.
They probably... I know there's...
I had a rifle. I had an old, one of the...
Huh? Was it a flintlock?
No, it was the next after, right. Just about. It was.
So you carried an actual gun. No ammunition. Man, you certainly can't do that anymore.
Who said no ammunition? I'm sorry. Well, you made a rash assumption. No, I was riding on the back of a fire truck, actually, and these little kids would come out, and then you would throw candy. And, of course, you think about it.
Wappo.
It's not like you threw candy, actually. It's not like you chummed in front of the fire truck. No.
You threw it out to the side.
I mean, duh. So the kids, of course, sometimes, every once in a while, a piece would fall more or less close to the fire. And they would come up. And they'd come up and they'd look at me. Here I'm dressed like this huge Planet of the Apes. I'm riding on the back of this truck.
Sheer terror.
And they look it up and they go, ugh. And then
you point the gun at them.
And you'd be surprised
how fast they move.
No, well, I was on the back. So it looked like a statue. I was like a wax person, And so I stepped off the truck, and I'm telling you, it was like bowling at Columbine. I mean, these kids, you're talking about a 6-year-old kid, went back through the crowd so fast.
Urinating in his pants.
Oh, my God. It was like they were scattering. The mamas and the papas were scattering like bowling pins, flying up in the air. It was like a cartoon thing. So then I'd get back on the truck, and you'd ride for another, 50 feet or 100 feet, and some other kid would come out. He'd get the picture, and they'd come out, and they'd taunt me. Mm-hmm. And they, ha-ha, you can't. Of course, you'd step off, and here's this, this is this huge monkey-looking thing, ape, whatever. And I had, I had a real mask from the from
Oh,
the
you
movie.
Had a mask on?
Oh. Jimmy does not need to hear this.
I was just thinking monkey-like,
Yeah, thanks, Jack. Thanks, Jack. Okay. It's a good thing this is not a video show.
Well, we'd all agree with that.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy George got arrested for cocaine. On cocaine charges.
Who's Boy George?
Boy George.
Yeah.
Yeah, he called the cops to report a burglary.
And
they came and arrested him.
Was this in the United States or was this?
No, it's not over in England, I'll bet you. It's got to be in London.
Because that sounds like a United States thing.
Yeah, because in England...
I need help. Oh, what you got
did
on the
somebody
table?
Rip off his cocaine, and then they went, and he says, oh, wait, I guess nobody did. It was right here. It's okay. I found it. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, when they walked in, they looked at him, and they said, got milk? His white across his upper lip. Say, that's not milk.
So he wasn't in a bathroom this time, apparently, right?
No, I don't know. They said he was in...
You mean a public men's room?
A public men's room.
That was George Michaels.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
They're all the same.
Your faggy pop star is all confused.
poor George.
Oh, which reminds me, we are in the middle of Gay Pride Week here.
Oh, are we?
Did they have... They're supposed to have their parade. Where they were in the parade. What? Let me just tell you, they were in the parade. I watched them.
You didn't see them because it was Don't Ask, Don't Tell. No, I'm just kidding.
No. I will tell you this. The it was rainbow, float, whatever it is. But and the announcers called it simply the Pride Float.
Pride.
That's all they said. And here comes the Pride Float. Here's the Pride Float, and there's the Pride Float. And there goes the Pride Float. Nothing at all.
Nothing about their pink thongs.
No.
Look at that gentleman in his pink thong.
No, none of that. No dildos, no nothing. I mean, I thought it was interesting that the announcers stayed
Steered clear.
Steered clear.
Well, that's good. I think they should.
Be PC.
I think everybody should be able to celebrate whatever they want.
Yeah. I understand, but
that doesn't mean you get to plaster it all over the place.
That's right.
Well, are you proud? Look, pride is proud. I mean, if you're proud of being gay, you say, I'm proud of it. And so that was the whole idea. The float for Hello, it was a pride float.
Right.
And what are you proud of? I'm not going to say.
Well, no. You certainly no. It's not that you don't say. It's that
it wasn't even on.
That you don't post a big picture of two dudes on the side of a float or something. You know,
engaged. Do they have mannequins over there, or just you know, different pictures?
Animatronic mannequin.
Nobody's gonna come talk to them unless they're an adult, obviously. No kids are gonna go up. And go, what are you proud about?
Right. Okay. Well, it is.
Well, my point is the float did not have any indication of what it was except for just pride.
And there
was nothing. And a rainbow. I mean, the point is that you had to know.
If you get it, you get it.
And again, what are you proud of? You know, nothing. I'm proud of being a rainbow. Well, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, it's, you know, Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition? No? Something else. What? I'm not going to tell you.
But I'm real proud of it.
Yeah, but I'm super proud. You know, that's why I got a goddamn float in the parade. And Bo Diddley can go, you know what, himself. So, you know, whatever. Anyway,
they told Bo that
but then he could be on their parade.
Bo no mo. And they said, no, what happened was they have a rule that says that if you're not a, you know, licensed politician or, you know, special person, you only get to go once in your lifetime or something like that. And he'd been in last year's. And he'd actually been in every year. So they decided to enforce the rule, I think, or something like that. So what happened? He was going to go on. He was going to go on somebody's car. I mean, just, you know, the people had been. And they said, we're going to have Bo Diddley. No, you can't do that. So they realized their mistake. And they said, oops. And, of course, by that time, Bo said, you know, I got other things to do. Sorry. I mean, but he's a local guy. I mean, he lives here. I mean, he's, you know, he
local celebrity.
Total celebrity. I mean, again, Jimmy grew up with Bo Diddley. And I could, I mean, Jimmy, Bo's a little older than I am, but not much.
I saw him play out in Malibu, California.
Well, I'm telling you, he is.
Chris was at his house the other day.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, he is, as far as rock and roll is concerned, which by any stretch of the imagination is a cultural icon type thing in the United States of America. This, him, Little Richard, and, you know, a couple of those people, you know, the Beatles would never have made it, nothing, zero. I mean, Elvis Presley, for God's sakes, took lessons from Bo.
Right.
So this is, my point is, you talk about somebody that should be in the Men's Hall of Fame, Bo Diddley is one of them.
And Bo Diddley.
That's right.
So way to pull it all together.
That's it. And the anti-segue, the reverse segue.
All right.
I think we're about done.
All right, when are we going to, we'll be back soon, though.
Yes, we'll be back soon.
Keep that email coming.
Keep that email at jimmy@jimmydone.com. Thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it.
I see what you say.
Start that email coming, probably.
The problem is our listener probably doesn't have time. No, I don't know. The listener is.
Yeah, we'll have to edit that. What do you mean? We got hundreds of emails coming. Talking about
hundreds
of emails. All over the world.
All loaded.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they fell out on the floor. And
it's locked up right
now. They got washed down the drain. Otherwise, I would have.
Service crash.
Mailbox is full.
Yeah.
All right, we'll edit all this.
No, we won't. Anyway, seriously, jimmy@jimmydone.com, and really, really appreciate your listening, and hope you got a good workout, or this took some little relaxation time while you're in your car listening to this on the CD, whatever you do. Good. And we'll see you shortly. I guess we're going to be here probably in about 3 or 4 days with another one.
Yep. Tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends. Word of mouth. Oh, listen. If you do a Yahoo search on Jimmy Doane, we are the top 7 things.
Oh, really?
We are all. In fact, we're all of them. We are. If you do Jimmy Doane on Yahoo search, we are all of them. And it says, it comes down at the bottom, and it says, if you want any, you know, we've got 23 redundancies if you want to see the rest of them. But this is all that matters. We like to think this is all that matters.
We will assimilate.
We will assimilate you.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Yep.